We're talking with
Carlos Bandera, and I'm a composer, and I'm currently living in Baltimore.
This 25-year-old is climbing fast on the ladder toward a successful career composing music. Earlier this summer, this Peabody grad spent some time near Mount Kisco, New York, as one of six fellows at the Copland House, as in American composer Aaron Copland. It's an annual program for emerging composers. This is his work, Lux in Tenebris, Latin for Light in the Darkness. After the Copland House, Carlos Bandera won the 2018 Underwood Commission from the American Composers Orchestra. They will be playing this piece, along with granting him a $15,000 commission for a new work.
Because that was actually a piece that I wrote during my master's at Peabody, and it sort of was kind of this culmination of all of the things that I was studying then, so it's like a piece I'm very sentimental about, so it's nice to have it, get some more life and, another performance and stuff.
When did you know composing was the thing you wanted to do?
My parents love music. They're not musicians themselves, but I played piano for a bunch of years. Actually started really disliking the instrument because I was really into rock and stuff like that, but I found some friends that wanted to start some band, some little thing, and I just found myself writing a lot of the music and writing little piano pieces kind of on the side, and before I knew it, I was spending most of my time just writing music, and went to undergrad for it and started my master's at Peabody. So no turning back now.
This is his mass for soloist. Tell me the style of your music.
It's definitely sort of in this classical realm. The things that I try to do are kind of a blend of sort of old classical sounds, but with kind of modern techniques.
Bandera also spent some time in Finland at the invitation of the people at the Time of Music Festival. It's for contemporary music composers.
And composition is the sort of thing where, one quick conversation with someone, they could say something that makes, it just sort of rattles around your head. And, it's sort of an exchange of ideas. And a small conversation could radically change the way you think about music. So they are actually potentially life-changing.
Until another award or fellowship or commission comes his way, Carlos Bandera continues to teach piano at the Baltimore School of Music. And of course, he'll continue to compose music.
I don't want to do anything else, I'll put it that way.
I'm Jude Lindley.